In northern Nigeria, the rising price of gold, extreme poverty, and a bit of bad luck are all coming together to kill children. Many youngsters living near gold mines in Nigeria are being poisoned in what's been called the worst case of environmental lead contamination in recent history. Some children in the area have lead levels in their blood that are 100 times higher than what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lists as cause for concern. NPR's Jason Beaubien has just returned from visiting some of these mines and joins us in our studios. Jason, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Now, lead poisoning is not usually associated with gold mining. So what's happening?
Yeah, usually there's often problems with mining, and particularly gold mining. It's cyanide, it's mercury. But here, the problem is that these little deposits of gold that they have are actually in deposits of lead. And so as they dig out this gold, this ore, and then they crush it down to get these little bits of gold that are in there, they're releasing lead into the entire atmosphere, and it's going throughout these towns. And kids have been not just getting really sick, but hundreds of them have actually been dying from lead poisoning there.
Do the children get sick from inhaling it, from drinking it in the water? What happens?
The lead that's there, it's particular oxides and carbonates, which have to be taken into the body through the stomach. It's only when the stomach acid actually reacts with them that they're absorbed into the body. So it's affecting kids more because kids tend to play in the dirt and then they get their hands in their mouth and they actually have to ingest this lead for it to get into their bodies.
How does the international price of gold play into this?
It's really interesting. About a decade ago, there really wasn't much gold mining there. They knew that there was gold, but it was only a little bit. We're really talking about very marginal amounts of gold. They take these entire big bags of ore, and they crush them down, and they process them, and they get these little tiny specks of gold. And in the past, it just wasn't worth it to do that. But recently, with the price of gold having gone up to record levels, it really is worth their time. So it's interesting that this is a place that's very remote, very removed from the outside world and the international markets. But when the international price of gold goes up, they hear about it, and they've started trying to extract this gold from these lead deposits.
Jason, what are the medical effects on children?
It's interesting because at first, you don't really see an effect on the child. Then their lead level starts going up, and it's happening so quickly there that kids just started convulsing and then just dying from it when their lead level got to an extreme level. At the lower levels, kids are stunted. They have neurological problems, learning disabilities. Parents were telling us that my child was completely normal. Then he got this terrible fever, started convulsing, and has basically regressed back to a very sort of primitive state, unable to see, unable to walk, unable to care for themselves. And you've got hundreds of kids like this in this very rural, very undeveloped part of northern Nigeria.
What's being done to try and deal with
it? At the moment, Doctors Without Borders has gone in. Probably the most important thing that they did was just alert people that this is what's going on. People didn't know why these kids were dying. So they've gone in, they've gotten people to move the processing out of the villages themselves so you don't get the lead dust going throughout these entire villages. And that has done a lot. They also are giving treatment to the kids that have really high levels of lead. But even that, it takes months, it takes years to extract this lead back out of the kids' bodies. And the fear is that they're going to have developmental delays, that it's severely going to stunt this entire generation of kids who've been affected by it.
But still, the financial incentive remains. There's no chance they'll just shut this down.
They probably won't shut this down so long as people there can continue to make some money off of this. And so with the price of gold so high, people are going to do this. They don't have really any other way to make money. Mainly these people are subsistence farmers. There's no industry. There's no jobs in this area. And being able to earn $20 or $30 a day for them is just, you know, a windfall. This is like winning the lottery.
NPR's Jason Beaubien, who's been in Nigeria, reporting this story. Thanks so much.
It's great to be here.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.